Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I am Jesse King. In MLB news, the Blue Jays front office is working to find a Major League ballpark for the team to use this year after Canada's government barred Toronto from playing in its home stadium amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to pitcher Anthony Bass, who says players would be willing to share a venue with another team. Canada denied the Blue Jays' request to play at Rogers Centre because the regular season schedule would require frequent travel back and forth from the U.S., where COVID-19 cases are surging. Taking a look at some scores, Jon Rahm moved to the top of the world golf rankings yesterday after closing with a 3-over-75 for a winning 9-under total at the Memorial in Ohio. In NASCAR, Austin Dillon stayed in front after a restart with 2 laps to go and beat rookie Tyler Reddick at Texas Motor Speedway. In soccer, the San Jose Earthquakes shook Chicago Fire FC 2-0, and the Seattle Sounders downed Vancouver Whitecaps FC 3-0 in the MLS's back tournament. And at Saratoga Racecourse, Philly Speak to Me of Summer took the $150,000 Lake Placid Stakes with a time of about 1 minute 49 seconds. In the NFL, players are publicly pleading with the league to address several health and safety concerns on the eve of training camp. The league informed teams on Saturday that training camps will open on time, even though discussions with the players' union regarding testing for COVID-19 and other health and safety protocols are ongoing. Players for all teams are scheduled to report by July 28th. And lastly, according to WNYT, some Warren County officials believe several sports teams are violating New York's COVID-19 guidelines by going to out-of-state competitions. One team has reportedly traveled to Ohio, one of 22 states on New York's travel advisory list. And last week, a young lacrosse player tested positive for COVID-19 after going to a competition without masks in New Jersey. I'm Jesse King.